On Thursday, Mayor Rob Keffer, Deputy Mayor James LeDuc, and Count Jonathan Scott met with Green Party leader and Guelph MPP Mike Schreiner for a wide-ranging discussion about smart growth, environmental protection, agriculture, transit, and infrastructure. We had a good discussion about smart growth and retaining our urban boundary so we build a community the right way, said Ward 2 Count Jonathan Scott. I was glad MPP Schreiner was appreciative of our efforts to stop sprawl and grow in a sustainable way with walkable and complete communities. I appreciate them reaching out and expressing how Bradford is working to address the environmental concerns that I have, said Schreiner. His main concerns are about protecting Lake Simcoe, the farmlands, and wetlands. On the meeting agenda was, of course, hot topic, the Bradford Bypass, the proposed 16.2 kilometers link between highways 400 and 404. Earlier this year, Schreiner expressed his opposition to the project, calling it a threat to the already at-risk Lake Simcoe. I haven't changed my position, but I'm open to having conversations around that issue at this point, said Schreiner. He said he was impressed with the information on the project provided to him, and looks forward to the ongoing conversations to ensure his and other citizens' groups' concerns are addressed. We explained to Mr. Schreiner the big-picture importance of the Bradford Bypass to our town. The marsh farmers are in favor, manufacturers and businesses are in favor, all local municipalities directly affected are in favor, and the residents of BWG, when polled in 2016, were strongly in favor, said Mayor Keffer. We certainly appreciate hearing from people that are either opposed or in favor of the project, said the deputy mayor, who insists on calling the project the 400 to 404 Bradford Bypass and not the Holland Marsh Highway. The project team from the province plus input from concerned residents has and still will be taken into account, he confirmed. Any environmental concerns in regards to this highway will be addressed through the 15-plus studies being done now by the province. LeDuc says that growth will come to the area, even if it not coming directly from Bradford, and that using today's technologies to build the highway will better serve the community from an environmental standpoint. We just wanted him to listen and hear BWG residents' side of the story. We look forward to all parties supporting this very important piece of infrastructure for Ontario, he said. Council and Schreiner also discussed some of the other initiatives the town has taken to be more eco-friendly, including the Holland Marsh Polder Phosphorus Recycling Plant, which will help reduce up to 40% of phosphorus runoff. One of the things that I am really digging into the details on is the phosphorus plant and looking at how we reduce the amount of phosphorus going into the lake, he said, noting how important Lake Simcoe is to the region. Anything we can do about reducing phosphorus in Lake Simcoe is a positive step forward. I'm eager to work with all parties at Queen's Park and municipal councils on the efforts we need to take in order to protect after quality in the lake. Schreiner commended the work of the Holland Marsh Growers Association in terms of agriculture practices to help feed Canadians and councils' work at increasing housing supply within Bradford's current urban boundaries. Not expanding urban boundaries and increasing housing supply within existing urban boundaries is going to be vital to make sure we build communities that are livable, affordable, and environmentally sustainable, he said. He said urban sprawl drives up transportation emissions, which is the province's largest contributor to climate pollution. Reducing transportation emissions and putting a stop to sprawl is vitally important, he said. We had a good discussion on Bradford's plans to grow within its existing urban boundary, which is very positive. He was impressed with the plans for the recently announced new trail system that will wind around Bradford's waterfront area. I think anything that increases people's access to nature is really important, and I think COVID has highlighted how important that is, he said. Schreiner said he will be looking at all the town's projects in more detail to provide more feedback. I made a commitment to consider everything presented yesterday and to follow up and continue an ongoing conversation, he said. As a council, we are committed to ensuring environmental protection and sustainability are embedded in the way we grow. We want to attract more jobs and have residential growth occur in a well-managed manner that ensures infrastructure, a beautiful downtown, and a high quality of life can be enjoyed by residents, said Scott.